That's Lizzo here on Phoenix FM with me, Joe Bailey, on Drive in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. Earlier, I caught up with Frankie Lilly. Yes, she's in Edinburgh. Couldn't get here in time, obviously. So I caught up with her via Zoom. I'm going to play the brand new track as well out. Here is the interview with Frankie Lilly. She's a fab girl as well. It's brilliant. Frankie Lilly, singer-songwriter, wowed the panel on the first season of ITV Starstruck and made the final. Just released the debut single, Drink. Frankie, welcome to Drive on Phoenix FM.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, hearing that is just insane. She's talking about me. That's me.
It's been a whirlwind couple of years for you, Frankie, right?
Oh, you can say that again. It's been crazy. I think when I first went on to Starstruck, it was the dreaded COVID was happening at the time, so even just to get out the house was amazing. You know, it was amazing. So the fact that I got to do singing as well was incredible, and I got to the final, which was even more crazy. I still can't believe it.
So Starstruck is like when you can go on as someone else, and you went on as like Billie Eilish, and there was like panelist Bevany Knight and Adam Lambert, two of my favorite, by the way. They said, yeah, like the nuance, and you had the subtlety, and I mean all those qualities that obviously Billie Eilish has got. And for someone like Adam Lambert to say that to you,
oh, don't. It was amazing. I remember there was one point after he said, all the judges said, and they were standing ovation, like they were all standing, and I was just in awe. You know, when you're just like, is this real life? Like, it was a proper pinch me moment. And they generally are the most amazing judges on there. They were lovely. And it just, for being like a kind of girl in the unknown of the music industry, knowing that like this is something I want to do, hearing that from people that are so well respected was amazing. It really does help you build that confidence and get into where you want to be, you know.
How did you actually get into singing? Because you hadn't been doing it that long, had you?
No, to be honest, I never really done the whole singing thing. I was 14, 15, and I started doing covers. You know, when I uploaded on YouTube, YouTube was big at the time, and I had a few family members and friends being like, you should upload covers. And I thought, oh, and one of them blew up. Like, one of them went crazy. It was a Jessie J cover of Price Tag, but
to be fair,
yeah, it was amazing. And I think it got like 100k views or something, and when I was 14, like, it was crazy. So that was amazing, but I never really taken it seriously. For me, it was just fun. It was just fun, and I never really thought that I'd be able to do it as a genuine career. So sitting here now talking about my new single, it's just crazy.
So is that how you actually got onto Starstruck then, was it? Or
yeah, you know what, it was actually on my Instagram. So it was during, I just started doing little covers on my stories, right? And then it was someone that commented being like, you need to make that a reel. This is when reels weren't big. I saw it just first. So they're like, I really want to rewatch it, right? And it was a Billie Eilish one, actually. And it's funny how all the world plays out, right? So I put it on there. I never thought anything would happen. You never think anything would happen like that. You could never imagine anything like that. And then got a message from one of the producers being like, listen, we've got a new show, like, and I was like, oh, and they're not allowed to tell you what it is. Or I never realized it was like ITV, like big show. I just thought it was going to be something fun and small. I was like, yeah, count me in. This sounds amazing. Never realized I'd be stood in front of like Avril Lambert. Like, oh, it was just crazy. Craziness.
Yeah, because your dad was in the audience as well. And it's the first time I'd ever heard you sing, right?
First time ever. And I think that's what made it so special as well, because he's never seen me sing like that. You know, he'd always make me go up and karaoke if it was like a family thing or whatever, but never, I think for him to watch me like kind of grow as well was like amazing. It was a special moment, definitely.
Yeah, because you're obviously Scottish, if you can't tell by the accent, but your dad's a southerner like me, isn't he?
You know what though? I'm actually from Essex. I was born in Basildon.
My accent came out then. Did you hear that? Is it? Shut up.
Literally, no. Yeah. So yeah, that's like my hometown. That's where I'm born and bred. But I was raised in Scotland since I was like five or 6 years old. So hence the accent. But Essex is still an Essex girl, you know. Might have a Scottish accent, but still Essex girl.
Yeah, still bigging up Essex. Yeah.
Always.
Reached the final, didn't you?
Yeah, the final.
And what happened?
So nothing really.
I love your honesty there.
But honestly, I think this is something that's so important that I do need to talk about. When you go on some of these shows, it's all a whirlwind, and you're this hype, and you're on this high, and it's crazy, and then it's like a whole dream world. And then you come off back to reality and you go, right. And you're kind of on your own again. And you go, and that was a massive, massive point in my life that I was like, okay, I had these people telling me that I've got what it takes. Like, I should take this more seriously. And then, yeah, you're on your own. And you're in this world that you just don't know anything about. Like, it's so important to talk about, because it's completely crazy to me. I think I wasn't expecting, but I was kind of like, oh, amazing. Like, I can't wait to see what happens after. And then nothing really happened, which see now, I'm so glad it didn't, because it's taught me so much. Like, it's made me grow so much as an artist. Like, I probably wasn't ready to bring out my first single back then. I was so bewildered by it all, because I was still so new to it. Like, I had never done music before. So from that moment, I hustled. Like, I was out there right, who wants me to sing in their venue? Who's got weddings? Who's got parties? Who's got this? What bars is there in Edinburgh? And it's just like, I've been singing to nobody. I've been hired before to sing in a cocktail bar, and there was no one there.
You got hired, right? And you're learning.
Yeah, but you're hired, you got there, but it's those moments that honestly make you grow as an artist, and they make you appreciate when you do have people listening, and it does, yeah. So it's made me who I am, so yeah. Just needed to say the truth.
Yeah, but I suppose having the support network around you as well is really important, because as you say, being on a big, huge TV and actually reaching the final, it's a huge thing. It's what an achievement. Bravo, by the way. That's massive,
thank
right?
you.
So,
thank you.
And then suddenly, huge slump. And I suppose loads of people will be in that exact same position as you. So,
absolutely.
To be able to have the strength to pick yourself up, go out there, and like you say, play to no one, you feel like you're starting over again, did you, in a way?
Yeah, literally. I think there's, I don't know if I should say it, because it's not embarrassing, but I'll just say it. So I work as in a restaurant, it's like a hostess, right? And it's my job to clean tables, do all the normal stuff, right? Yeah. And it was after Starstruck, we need to go back into working full time. And there was people come up to me and were you on Starstruck? And I was like, yeah, just me clean your tables. Like, do you know what I mean? But it's it's so important to be normal and just know that it is normal to do that. And I think there was one point I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh my God. But I was like, no, I shouldn't be embarrassed. I'm a normal person. I'm gonna get there. I just need to figure out how to get there. So yeah, it was funny.
You lived that different life for a while though, I suppose. So it was a bit weird for you to sort of as you say, clean the tables.
But that's what makes
you endearing as well, you know.
No, exactly. You can't come from this. That's where I've come from. That's paid the bills at the end of the day. And as much as back then, I'd love to make the money making music, but it's just not viable. See, for especially as an independent artist, it's impossible. You've got to have a 9-to-5 job. You've got to do a little job just to hustle. So I'm here for all the hustlers. I'm telling everyone to keep doing it.
Keep doing it. Keep going for it. And which you're doing now, and that's leading up now. Because your song, you've got a brand new song. I can hear you excited about it. And what's it called again? I'll just keep letting you say it, so I know you enjoy saying it.
Oh my goodness. Right, okay, it's called Drink, okay? Yes. And it's one of these songs. It's taken me so long to get to this moment, but I've wrote for years. I'm talking when I was 14. I've wrote songs for ages, but I've never had the ability or the strength or confidence to get it out there, right? I never really knew what I was doing. So I think to get to this point, I hope everyone can understand, it's taken so long for me to get to this moment, and I just cannot wait. I'm so proud of it. It's my baby, you know. I'm so proud of who I am, singing this song. It's a strong, it's an empowering song, and it's one of those songs that I want everyone to scream and shout. I just can't wait for everyone to hear it.
Because you have been paying your dues as well, because obviously you're in Edinburgh. You are in Edinburgh, right?
Yeah, in Edinburgh, yeah.
Or at least I got that right. Because I saw that you were busking around the fringe as well. So you was playing to loads of people. So you're paying your dues to get this single out.
Oh my God, I'm trying everything. You've got to just keep doing it. The good thing is I actually do genuinely enjoy it. So even if nothing happens of it, I love singing to strangers. I love it. It's one of my favorite things, and seeing the reactions. And there was one busking session that I was like, you know what, I'm going to sing Drink, and I've never done this before and no one's ever heard it, and it could go the complete wrong way.
Yeah.
But it was incredible. And that moment I think was like, okay, this is why I'm doing this. This is exactly why I'm doing it. And it's amazing. Just got to keep doing it.
Great stuff. I know it's such a hard slog, but as you're saying, you know, it's your baby, it's your thing, this is your debut. It's your very first one. There's going to be more, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Because obviously I've heard it, and it is awesome. Because when it dropped on the 25th of August, didn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I love that you know the day. I love it. I'm so happy you listened to it.
Yeah, and you had the release party the same day, right?
Yeah, you know what? I was like, you know what? I'm not even big time, but I'm going to make this my night. I'm just going to go for it. And I was so lucky. So I sing every Friday night in this nightclub called Coco Boho. And they are a mate. Like, honestly, when I mentioned to them, oh, I'm releasing my song on 25th, I just said, is there any chance I could sing that song, like, to my friends and family? And they went, no. And I was like, oh, I thought they went, we're going to do your whole release party. We're going to do it all for you. And I was like, are you joking? Like, it was a massive thing. And I used to work above that building as like a little waitress, dreamed about like performing down there, and now I'm there. I was like, it's just crazy, these moments. But yeah, we had a big party where I sang it, and there were strangers in there as well that never knew it. There's family, there's friends, there's James was the producer, there was my mum's friends, my nan actually came, this is massive. My nan came up from Suffolk, and you know what, it was such a special moment because she just said, listen, it was a complete surprise, I didn't know what was happening. She hasn't been to Scotland in years, so for this was massive. She's like, I'm not missing this for the world, mate, like, I am not missing this. So I think having my friends and family support like that has been the rock that I've needed. It's just been needed, because you always self-doubt, don't you? As someone doing it on their own, you always think, oh, is it good enough, or can I do this? And just having like your family there always is just the best.
It's just having that belief. But you know what, let's just play the single, because what I'm doing, we're keeping people waiting, right? And that's not good, because I want someone to hear this. I want to ask you a couple of more questions. So what I'm going to do, we're just going to play the track now, and then we'll come straight back, all right?
Amazing. So,
now there's only one person to introduce your debut song. It's got to be you. Go for it.
Okay. My name's Frankie Lilly, and this is my newest single, Drink. I hope you like it.
Open up your eyes and realize you're too old for this. Living for each Friday night. Oh, whose round is it? I was used and confused. The man that I chose wasn't the one I was promised. Order just another drink just to get you over it. It's nobody told you that 30 is pushing it. Drink a little. Drink a little more to fill the emptiness. When all you're gonna feel is loneliness, loneliness, loneliness. Why don't you order another round for your so-called mate? Funny that none of them seem to stick around when you're in a dark, dark place. Pull out your wallet to buy them a drink. You give them your jokes and they seem to love it. Time moves on and it seems to get late, but you order another to numb all the pain. Gave myself some time to think, see if I was over it. Nobody told you that 30 is pushing it. Drink a little more to fill the emptiness. When all you're gonna feel is loneliness, loneliness, loneliness. Ooh, loneliness, loneliness, loneliness. Why don't you drink? Oh, drink. Oh, drink. Why don't you drink? Oh, drink.
So there you go. I can't wait to hear it again. It was, what was it called again, Frankie? I've forgotten.
Drink.
Yes, Drink. That was dropped on the 25th of August. You can get it everywhere, essentially. But what's the song about? Well, it's about your ex, isn't it?
It is. Yes, an ex, yeah. You know what? It's just about someone that didn't want to grow up. And see, since writing the song and having people listen, the amount of people that have came back to me and said I was in the exact same position as you. And it was just someone that just wasn't putting their partner first, was putting themselves first, and they're getting into bad situations, and they were wanting to like go and hang out in these bad places with bad people. And it's sad, really, isn't it? It's an emotional track, but it was a huge part of my life, and just something that's so sad. But I know a lot of people are going through it, so I wanted to make a fun song out of that emotional moment and just make it like that everyone could just scream and shout it and just have fun, because yeah, it's sad, but it's also real. Real thing that goes on.
The opening line gets you straight away, like open up your eyes and you realize you're too old for this straight off. It's like, oh yeah, actually that's relatable, here we go. Straight in there. There was no messing about, Frankie, were you? You were straight
in. No messing around. Yeah, straight to the point. Hit you where it hurts.
Yeah, so, but look, so that's released. We've heard it and we're loving it. Have you got any others waiting to be released, or you're writing at the moment?
Yeah, oh my, so I've actually got, this is crazy to say this in September, but it's a Christmas song.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and it's so beautiful. Like, I cannot, honestly, it's so beautiful. And
can
I cannot
play that
wait.
Now, Frankie? No, it's too early September.
Way too early. I know. I seen they had like Halloween things in TK Maxx the other day, and I was like, oh my goodness, we're here already.
What's going on?
But I know what is going on. It's going so fast. But that's in the woodwork. So that's definitely coming for Christmas. But there is one more single as well that's in the mix of getting recorded. It's the same kind of vibe as Drink.
Oh,
yeah, it's honestly another, if I don't blow my trumpet, it's another banger. Like, it's so good that it'll be stuck in your head for days, and it's a really empowering song as well. I can't wait to release that one, because that'll be really good.
I can't wait, because it's a perfect song. Drink, as you say, it's a belter. It's one you all want to sing out with, isn't it?
That's I love it.
And also, listen, I can't go without saying about, you've got a special little doggy, haven't you? That features quite a lot on TikTok, actually, right?
I do, little Biggie Smalls, my pug.
Biggie Smalls.
He's so cute. He literally watches over. He's only got one eye. Aww. He's got one eye, so he watches me with that one eye, but he's a little sweetheart. Yeah, little
looks
biggie.
After you. Yeah.
Yeah, he does. You know what? He's at my mum's for a week, so I just came back from holiday. Oh. And he's so chubby now. He's been loved and adored. And I'm like, right, we need to get you on a couple of walks, mate.
Yeah. He's been having Sunday's dinners, has he, now? That's it.
Definitely. Yeah. He's been well loved in that household, I'll tell you.
Excellent stuff. Frankie, thanks so much. I really can't even wait for all your next singles. And I'm thinking, oh, Christmas Day, I can play your record on the show as well. But listen, what's next for Frankie now, then? We know you've got your other tracks coming. Have you got any gigs and stuff like that coming up?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of things in the woodworks with nothing on there yet. I think what I want to do is just figure out how Drink is, like, how it's gonna, how the world takes Drink first. Take step by step. I think obviously I've got massive dreams and things that I want to do, but taking it baby steps is one thing I've learned. You've got to just take it baby steps.
Yeah.
So I'm just seeing how this goes, and if the world loves this, then obviously they'll get more. So yeah, we just have to see what happens. That's the amazing thing about the music industry as well. You just don't know what's coming. Like, you don't know what's next. You just don't know what's next, so
anything can happen.
And if there's anyone listening as well, if there's anyone that thinks I want to do music, I just don't know how, just do it however you want to do it. Just take me as your like person to be like, she done it. If I can do it, you can do it. And I think anyone's just get some music out there, just do it every day, and you'll get there. You might be on Joe's show doing it, just singing your single.
Yeah, too right. Yes, you just have to have that belief. The Francis Lilly, I was going to say, sorry.
Oh my gosh, you're having trouble.
Yes, the Frankie Lilly advice there. Just keep going and believe in yourself. That's what basically
believe in saying. Yourself. Absolutely. Just believe in yourself. You'll get there.
Brilliant. Thank you for coming on to Phoenix FM.
You.
Next time you're back down south to see some of your family, you'll have to come into the studio and sing live for us.
I would love that so much, Joe. Thank you. Honestly, this means the world. It's just a little singer from Edinburgh. Like, thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Oh, cheers, Frankie. Thanks so much. And say hi to your little puggy for me.
He's looking up at me now.
Cheers, Frankie. Bye.
Thank you, Jill. Bye.
Oh, she was really, she was a great girl. We was having a little laugh as well, to be fair. I kept messing about saying, I forgot the name of your single. But if you want to get hold of Frankie on Instagram, you can, FrankieLily on Instagram or Facebook. Frankie Lily, as you say it, FrankieLily. Or if you fancy a little bit of TikTok, Frankie Lily Music. It's as simple as that. And if you're listening, Frankie, cheers. I'll be playing Drink. Yes, see, I remembered it again tomorrow.